This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERSinc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41 to 38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bogdan's for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bogdan's up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkin's up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Lauderdale girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Pelling alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for a Division I sectional final. Yes, that's what they call the second round games now after the OHSAA standardized it across the state.
But they're wrong.
Yes, I agree with you there. It doesn't feel the same. But third round, which used to be sectional finals, are now district semifinals. If you're familiar with the Northwest, they've had that naming convention up there for a while. But Sydney takes on Centerville here in this sectional final tonight. These two squads played in regular season. The Yellow Jackets won 44-38. Sydney 17-5 overall on the year. Centerville 14-9 on the year. We'll talk more about the Yellow Jackets and the Elks coming up here in our pregame coverage on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to the Trojan Activity Center, the beautiful Trojan Activity Center here in Troy, Ohio. Sydney on the court, already warming up. We are about 26 minutes or so away from tip-off of this game today, scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. Again, Sydney taking on Centerville in a sectional final here. Again, the teams played in regular season. Sydney was happy to win 44-38 that night because they lost to the Elks last season 51-49 in overtime at Vandalia Butler in a district semifinal. Chuck, you did that game with our fearless leader, Jack Kramer. That was a good game. Sydney, you could tell wasn't used to that type of defense early on, but it was a much different game in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Well, they started playing really well, and it was just they weren't used to the bright lights, and Centerville was, and that's how it started. But, boy, if there would have one more minute left in that game, and I think Sydney would have been going on, and it wouldn't even have been in overtime.
Both teams have different makeups this year. Sydney lost, of course, Allie Stockton and Alexi Brewer. They were a great pair of guards, but the Yellow Jackets have a good pair this year, actually a good trifecta in Kiara Hudgens, Larkin Vordemark, and Jordan Scully. I know you're a big fan of Scully, Chuck.
Yeah, she's a shooter. I like her a lot. And Vordemark, I mean, that kid, she is on the floor. She's diving after loose balls. Those two kids are so much fun to watch, and only juniors, we get to get another year of them.
And they are looking forward to that. But, of course, the big thing they want to do this year is get to districts after falling short of that goal the last 2 years. We were here 2 years ago when they lost to Bellbrook in a district semifinal. Speaking of that, Bellbrook will take on Springfield in the second game here tonight in Troy. The winner of the Sydney Centerville and Bellbrook-Springfield games will face off in a district semifinal this Saturday. We're going to pause for another commercial break. When we come back, we'll break down the Elks and the Yellow Jackets more in depth. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Centerville and Sydney warming up for the sectional final tonight, a Division I sectional final between these two squads. It is a matchup that will not be happening again for the foreseeable future. The OHSAA announced last week that it is expanding divisions in several sports, including basketball. Sydney stands to be in Division III next season after basketball goes from four to seven divisions. They're going to put 64 teams in Division I, the top 64 enrollment-wise. Then Division II will have the next largest 64 enrollment-wise. The last five divisions will be split evenly among the remaining schools in each sport. So that will be different. Sydney stands to benefit from that, as well as other small Division I's, potentially more than anybody else. That has long been a complaint for schools the size of Sydney, how hard it is playing in tournaments against teams like Centerville, which are, in Centerville's case, in the top five in the state enrollment-wise.
Well, absolutely, but I think they, as they usually do, they went to overkill.
Yes.
All they had to do was divide up the first division, second division, turn it into like 1A, 1B, and leave the rest of it alone. They don't need seven divisions. Fort Loramie doesn't need to go. They're not going to be tested ever again in a tournament game.
One thing that was interesting that just got passed today, I saw an email, a press release from the OHSAA. They are going to allow teams to opt into playing in Division I if they want.
Well, maybe Loramie will do that.
Yeah, how interesting would that be?
You can opt into playing Division I. That's weird.
Yeah, it is. The one question is going to be, will Richmond Heights do that? Rushi would sure like that next season if that is the case. Although right now, looking at the tentative projections, Rushi would be in Division 7 next year. Richmond Heights would be in Division 6. But, yeah, it's going to be a brave new world, and we've seen that in football. The MAC has definitely benefited from that. There have been a couple of years where MAC teams have won Divisions 5, 6, and 7 all in the same year.
Well, I'm not a fan. We'll see how it plays out, though. The other thing I'm not a fan of at all is two home games for the higher-seeded team in the tournament. I think that stinks. You play enough home games. Kids like to go out on neutral floors. That's a tournament. Maybe the NCAA should go to that.
I agree with you. And, you know, kids love playing at places like this in
Absolutely.
Troy. It's a big thing. Even if you're in the same league, you love playing at a place like this.
Yep.
It's much different atmosphere playing in a tournament game in a big gym like this. Speaking of tonight's game, again, Centerville is 14-9 overall on the season. Centerville is 17-5. Both of these teams very successful last year. Again, the Elks beat Sydney 51-49 in overtime in a district semifinal down at Vandalia Butler. They met again on January the 11th. This year, Sydney won that regular season contest by a score of 44-38. So again, if they want to face off again in future seasons, it will have to be in regular season, since this stands to be the last tournament matchup between these two in a long time. It was a sloppy game in regular season. Centerville shot 12 for 60. That is 20% from the floor. The Yellow Jackets committed 16 turnovers and gave up 17 offensive rebounds in that game. Centerville senior forward Emily Grimm leads the squad with an average of 11.1 points and 6.2 rebounds per game. She is a big returnee from last year for the Elks. She scored 8 points against Sydney and made just one field goal in that regular season contest back about a month ago. Centerville junior guard Carolyn McDowell, who averages 9 points, scored 19 points in the regular season matchup and kept the squad in it after Sydney took an early lead. Sydney, again, is led by a group of guards, Kiara Hudgens, senior point guard, and then junior guards Larkin Vortemark and Jordan Scully. Scully averages 14.7 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.2 steals, and 1.5 assists per game. Vortemark averages 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals per game. Hudgens averages 12 points, 3 rebounds, actually 4 rebounds, 3.5 steals, and 3 assists per game. All three were named to first team All-Miami Valley League last week, and Hudgens picked up another honor earlier this week. She was named the Coaches Association District 9 Division 1 Player of the Year.
Nice.
From scorm doors to garage doors, Francis Schultze in Rushi has that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. For these two teams, there are key building components, just like the highest quality building components from Francis Schultze. For Centerville, the key is to not commit turnovers, withstand Sydney's pressure, and get the ball inside, take advantage of Grimm in the post. That is Sydney's weakest area. That was a recipe that worked well for the Elks in that district semifinal matchup last year. When they've been sped up, they've had troubles, including in a regular season loss at Springfield about a week before the game at Sydney. For Sydney, the key is to do just that. Speed Centerville up, try to create turnovers. Sydney likes to get its fast break offense going. If the Yellow Jackets can do that, they'll be in good shape tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schultze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schultze and Rushi. Francis Schultze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Troy's Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We're here for Sydney and Centerville in a Division I sectional final tonight. Sydney had an incredible run its first 4 years in the Miami Valley League, which coincided with Coach Jamal Foster's first 4 years at the helm of the program, and the 4 years Allie Stockton and Lexi Brewer, who are now playing collegiately with Findlay and Ohio Northern, respectively, were in school. Stockton Brewer and Reagan Clark, who is now playing JUCO in Rochester, Michigan, all graduated after last season. They combined averaged about 28 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists, and 7 steals per game a year ago. Despite those losses, Sydney won its third overall Miami Valley League title and finished first in the Miami Valley League Valley Division for the fifth consecutive year. Though the squad returned several key players despite the aforementioned losses, players and coaches were aware there were doubts regarding the team's ability to keep up its success. I talked with Sydney junior guards Larkin Vordermark and Jordan Scully, along with Foster, on Monday, and Foster talked about the squad keeping up its success and accomplishing its goal to prove the team motto, "We're still here."
It kind of took a while to figure out what our mantra was going to be, and it's usually pretty organic, so walking into the season kind of felt like there was a shot of kind of over us of doubt. Like, we didn't know what it would look like or who would be here or what we could do compared to what we did last year. So part of it was cutting down the nets and winning league, so, but it's not really over yet.
Oh, what's it been like for the group to come together this year?
It's been great. Chemistry has been just trending upwards, and I really like this group and how they practice week in and week out, and how they've really clicked off the court. A lot of that stuff matters. So this group's chemistry coming into the tournament is where we need to be.
The most experienced returnees are all guards, senior Kiara Hudgens and juniors Jordan Scully and Larkin Vordermark. The Yellow Jackets had one key returning letter winner in the post in junior Khalees McNeil, but she gave birth just weeks before the start of practice. McNeil quickly got back into playing shape and has been leading the squad inside, along with junior Kendall Dickman, who has taken on a vastly bigger role after playing sparingly off the bench the last 2 years. The team has also gotten a boost in the post from senior Cameron Edwards, who was playing basketball for the first time since middle school.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever really had a huge team ever, right? So yeah. It's like we've always been kind of undersized. But our tempo and our play, our defense kind of negates us being small. But as far as what we do have, I think they've came along all season, right? It's really been truly a marathon, not a sprint type mentality with them. Cam hasn't played since middle school. And I think that if you mark where she's been in the beginning of the year to now, and even how she guards, is much better. Kendall has did a terrific job of just really, really trying to take away the other team's best interior player. And Khalees kind of does whatever we need her to do defensively, whether that's a guard, a wing, a shooter, or a post. She's just well-rounded on the defensive end to really just take that person away. So I think we're much better than what we started at the beginning of the year as far as our post play.
Scully has become the team's leading scorer, but her scoring totals have dropped since a hot start to the season. She scored 20 or more in three of the team's first 5 games, including a 37-point performance in an overtime loss to Lima Bath. After those big early scoring performances, Scully became the primary focus of opponents' defenses. She's frequently double-teamed, and some opponents have run a box-and-one to try to slow her down. Foster said Scully has adjusted well to getting so much attention, and Scully, who matched a season high with 4 assists in the regular season finale against Tippecanoe, said the squad takes advantage when her teammates are open.
she's always been accounted for, always. But she was never really the person that they had to stop first. And now everybody goes in there figuring out how to stop the three-point shooter. Because if she gets hot, it's a whole completely different game. So, for her, I just think that it's, from the coaching standpoint, it's been really, really great to see how she handles herself amongst all those young defenses and amongst all those teams that are either heavy shading or, you know, going out there primarily to slow her down, which frees up her teammates as well. And she's handled that like a champ all season long. So
you've seen lots of junk defenses as the season has gone on. What's that adjustment been like for you?
It's been a lot, but I think that happening, it gets my teammates open, and we, my other teammates can score too, and that's, we get that and we win. So
Scully, who was listed as 5'7", has scored more on penetration as the season has progressed. The squad also relies on Vordermark and Hudgens getting to the basket. Vordermark is listed as 5'7", and Hudgens, the team's point guard, is listed as 5'4". The three frequently take beatings from opposing post players, but Vordermark said they have gotten used to it.
I mean, I feel like when we get in there, Kay and I have more moves to get around it now, and we always have Jordan behind us, so we can always kick for her, and that's on too.
Rebounding, how big is it when you go up against a team like Centerville, who is bigger?
It's big for sure. We're going to have to get our box and secure the rebound.
After having last season and in a district semifinal loss to Centerville, Scully said the team was happy to beat the Elks 44-38 in a non-conference game on January the 11th in Sydney. If the teams face off in the future, it will be in regular season. The OHSAA announced last week it is expanding postseason divisions in several sports, including basketball. Sydney looks to be Division III after the expansion, after always having historically been in the largest division or class. Scully said there is a sense of being the underdog.
I mean, I think a little bit, but I think it's just another thing to prove people wrong about that people probably expect because they're a bigger school, that anytime like people ask and I tell them we're playing Centerville, they're like, oh, but we already beat them once. We can beat them again.
And what do you remember about them from that first matchup?
They can shoot, but I think we've adjusted, so.
The regular season matchup between the clubs was a bit sloppy. The Elks shot 12-for-60, exactly 20%, from the floor. Sydney committed 19 turnovers and gave up 17 offensive rebounds. Foster said the Elks looked improved in a 60-21 win over Northmont in a sectional opener on Saturday.
I felt like they just went deeper on their bench. A lot of girls made it into the scorebook, and they were willing to shoot. So, you know, you hear about Graham and Keaton and McDowell. So, but there's a bunch of girls that can make shots, so. We're really not going to leave anything out for chance.
Yeah, in that first matchup, neither of your guys' cleanest performance. You guys had a lot of turnovers in that game.
That's a part of it, cleaning up our turnovers, being more polished on the offensive end, and realizing that, you know, we're just going to be able to pick them up a little earlier, create a tempo that's going to be more conducive to how we play, and force turnovers. It's hard to get shots up when you don't have the ball, so we want to be able to dominate the time of possession and really, you know, just take away their three-point attempts. They shoot a lot of threes, and it's really been, if they make them, they win. If they don't, they struggle. So we want to make sure that we're leaning on the side of struggle.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, Vordermark said the squad is proud of what it has accomplished this year, but said nothing would be better in proving the We're Still Here motto than beating Centerville, winning in a district semifinal on Saturday, and advancing to a district final next Saturday at Cincinnati Princeton.
I mean, I'm super proud of us as a group. I feel like we really came together and proved everyone wrong. Everyone thought we weren't going to be as good as we were last year, and I feel like we really came out. We struggled some, but I feel like we got together and went through it as a team together instead of just separating and going about it in two different groups.
Now, being battle-tested this time of year is really big. You feel like you guys are heading into tournament time this time around?
Oh, for sure. I feel like we're going to go in there and we're going to make it to Cincy.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Welcome to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, and for our fearless leader here, Jack Kramer. And I am joined, as always, by his trusty sidekick, Chuck McPhee. It's about tip-off time between Centerville and Sydney in this Division I sectional final. Starting lineups tonight, first for Centerville, which is the visiting team today. A 5'4" sophomore guard, Bella Keaton. A 5'5" senior guard, Caitlin Palamo. A 5'7" junior guard, Caroline McDowell. A 5'5" senior guard, Leona Chiarello. A 6'0" senior forward, Emily Grimm. Centerville gets the opening tip-off and is working right now. The starting lineup for the Yellow Jackets, a 5'4" senior guard, Kiara Hudgens, a 5'8" junior guard, Larkin Vordemark, a 5'11" junior forward, Kendall Dickman, a 5'11" junior forward, Kalise McNeil, and a 5'7" junior guard, Jordan Scully. The Elks miss a three on their first possession. Sydney gets the interview, dribbles down. Hudgens had it, and it is ripped away with the steal is Grimm. She goes the length of the floor, then kicks it back out, and the Elks are going to work. Here is a three on the right wing by Bella Keaton, and Keaton knocks it down. Nothing but net. 7:06 and counting left in the first quarter. Centerville has an early 3-0 lead over Sydney.
Centerville playing a triangle and two. You got three girls playing zone, and they're playing man-to-man on Scully and Vordemark.
Vordemark goes in, and she is called for a travel. We talked in the pregame, and you heard it from Coach Foster, too, in the interview. As he terms it, teams play a lot of junk defenses against them this year. A lot of that is to shut down Scully because she's such a good three-point shooter. It has been an adjustment at time for Sydney this year. They've seen a lot of zones and haven't been able to get the pace they've wanted to throughout the year. We'll see what they can do against that triangle and two tonight. Here's a three from the left wing. Another attempt by Keaton. It's no good off the rim. They call a jump ball after on the rebound. The arrow currently favors Sydney, so the Yellow Jackets will take it out from under Centerville's basket. A lot of black and gold here today. That's the colors for both of these squads. Sydney is going from right to left on your computer or smartphone in the first half here today. Centerville, which is wearing black with gold trim, is going from left to right. Hudgens has it on the right wing for Sydney. She passes to Vordemark. They exchange again. And Hudgens goes way back out near half court here. Coach Jamal Foster calls out some instructions. Hudgens goes in, pulls up for a jumper from the free throw line off the back of the rim. No good. Dickman gets the rebound, throws it to Hudgens, but it's knocked loose, and it goes right to Keaton. Keaton dribbles up the length of the floor. She went inside, and the ball was knocked away by Sydney defenders racing up. And it is Centerville's ball. The Elks throwing it in from under their own basket. They get it out to Chiarello. After a couple more passes, Chiarello has it again near the top of the key. A couple of more passes now. There's a drive inside by Keaton. Elks move it back over to Chiarello. She throws a bounce pass back out on the right wing to Paulimo. She turns, spins, puts up a shot off the back of the rim. No good. Kendall Dickman is there for the rebound for Sydney. She gives it to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbles inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. There's McDowell for the rebound for the Elks. 5:03 and counting left in the first quarter. 3-0 lead for Centerville over Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bounce pass inside to Grimm. She nearly lost it. Regains control. Fires it back out to Chiarello. And Chiarello goes in. Nice drive to the hoop and gets a shot to fall. That was impressive there, Chuck.
Yeah, she took it right at the rim, and she took a bump and kept her eyes up.
5-0 lead for Centerville. Dickman with it left wing, throws it to McNeil. McNeil goes over to Vordemark. Vordemark, right wing, dribbling, trying to get inside. Gets down in the post, nearly ripped away. Throws it back to Hudgens in the nick of time. And there is a foul on Hudgens. Sydney lucky that did not turn into a turnover there.
Well, if you're one of the two that are being guarded, you're not going to get to the rim because that's what they're doing. They got help inside. Every time you turn the corner, you got to penetrate and throw the ball out. And Hudgens is going to have a game tonight.
Keaton picked up the foul there for Centerville. That was the first foul of the game. Hudgens dribbles over, way outside on the right side. Throws it to Dickman. Dickman hands it off to Scully. Scully goes inside, then backs back out. She is being guarded by McDowell. McDowell with a bit of a size advantage on her. Now with it is Hudgens. She backs out near Centerville's bench. Steps up, top of the key, goes inside, puts up a floater, no good. Dickman grabs the rebound out of the air, throws it to McNeil. McNeil goes inside, and we have a jump ball called, as that was Grimm, who was in there guarding McNeil, and Grimm got a hand on it. Centerville ahead of Sydney, 5-0 with 3:45 left in the first quarter.
This is the first time Sydney's been able to put their full court press on, because if you don't score, you can't press.
Paulimo being guarded by Hudgens. She gets it across half court, then throws it down inside to Grimm. Grimm shoots, doesn't make it, but she's fouled. Clock stops with 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. Grimm with the opportunity here to put Centerville ahead 7-0. Grimm, again, is a load for teams to handle. Her first free throw falls through. She averages 11.1 points and 6.2 rebounds per game, as well as a steal and a half per game. Her second free throw is no good, though. That keeps the Elks' advantage over Sydney to 6-0, 3:20 and counting left in this first quarter. Scully in trouble on the right wing. May have gotten away with a double dribble there. Now with it is Vordemark. She goes back to Scully at the top of the key. Scully throws a long pass to Hudgens. Hudgens pulls up for a baseline jumper off the rim. No good. Long rebound by McDowell. She throws it back to Chiarello, and Chiarello gets it across half court. Now with it is Grimm on the right wing. After a couple of more passes, Chiarello has it in the left corner. She throws a pass over to McDowell. The Elks work it across half court to Bokey, Hallie Bokey, who's off the bench. There is a jumper, no good. Hudgens grabs the rebound, races down the court, throws it to Scully on the right wing. She pulls up for a three and gets it to fall. That was a quick basket Sydney needed. They were finally able to work it up the floor fast.
Yeah, they beat the zone setup, so Scully had a real good look at it from the corner.
Sydney's first basket of the game. Kane with about 2 minutes and 25 seconds left. There is a travel called on Centerville. Clock has stopped with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Centerville leads 6-3. Jada Schroyer coming in off the bench for Sydney. She replaces Kendall Dickman. Sydney takes it in from in front of its own bench. Hudgens gets it across half court, walking it up slowly. She throws it to Schroyer on the left wing. Schroyer, a sophomore, really seeing a lot more playing time this year for Sydney. She did see some last year as a freshman. Hudgens with it now, top of the key. She goes inside, tried to throw it back to Schroyer, who wasn't expecting it. Scully races to save it, though. Scully with it, throws it to Hudgens, left wing three, off the front of the rim, no good. There for the long rebound is Keaton. She gets it across half court, the rest of her teammates catch up, and the Elks are setting things up. Amelia Davis in off the bench for Centerville, a sophomore guard. After a couple passes, Grimm puts up a jumper from the free throw line. No good. Scully gets it. Racing down the court. Throws it to Bordemark at the top of the key. Everybody back down. Now with it, Hudgens goes inside, and she has a shot partially blocked by Grimm. And they call a foul on Grimm. So Hudgens will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, I thought they might call that after the shot, but they're going to give her two.
Now they collided there after the block. Of course, Sydney is used to physical play, specifically Hudgens, Vordemark, and Scully. They've been beat up at times this year. Hudgens' first free throw is off the front of the rim. Scully actually rolled her ankle in the regular season matchup between these two squads back on January the 11th. Scully ended up finishing with 11 points despite rolling her ankle in the first quarter. That was a rough week or so for her. She had gotten a deep eye gash and had a black eye as well as a cut when that happened. That happened like a week before. And she had to deal the rest of that game with a sore ankle. Second free throw by Hudgens is good. That cuts the gap to 6-4. Back on Centerville's side, Grimm pulls up for a jumper. It is no good. She grabs the rebound, though, throws it out to Bella Keaton, and Keaton knocks down a three, nothing but net, to give Centerville a 9-4 lead. Before Grimm was able to come down with that rebound, she had a nice help from Boki, who was able to tip it towards her. That allowed Centerville to keep that possession alive. Schroyer with it inside after getting a bounce pass. She pulls up for a jumper. It's blocked one-handed by Amelia Davis. Ball deflected to the Elks. They race down the court. They throw it to Davis, and she's called for a travel before she can get a shot off. Clock has stopped with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Centerville is ahead 9-4 over the Yellow Jackets. Hudgens dribbling it slowly down the court now. Sydney going for one shot here. Hudgens with it at the top of the key. She's dribbling, throws it over to Schroyer. Schroyer on the left wing goes to Scully. Scully at the top of the key, takes a couple of dribbles left side in trouble, and tries throwing a pass. It's intercepted by Centerville as time expires in the first quarter. The Elks lead Sydney 9-4 in this Division I sectional final. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Sydney and Centerville getting underway here to start the second quarter. Centerville leads the Yellow Jackets 9-4. I am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, the Elks defense really did what they wanted there in the first quarter, holding Sydney to 4 points.
Well, Scully got open on a break. Other than that, Vordemark didn't get a shot off, and that was the only shot that Scully got off in the first quarter. Right? McNeil missed some easy ones, and she's going to have to make them to make them come out of this defense.
Sydney gets it to start things off here in the second quarter. With it now is Hudgens. Hudgens on the right wing. Dribbles inside. Goes inside.
There you go. Ooh.
couldn't get the shot to fall. It hangs on the rim and then falls out. But she was fouled as she shot. So she'll go to the line for two. Picking up that foul for Centerville is Amia Gillum, who's in off the bench. First free throw by Hudgens rattles through. Second one is coming up. Second free throw rattles in as well. They were not the prettiest, but they count, and that is what Sydney wanted here. Helps them stay in this. Centerville ahead, 9-6, 7:32 and counting left in the second quarter. Sydney trying to full court press there. The Elks get it back across half court. Keaton throws it over to Avery Sarver, who's in off the bench on the right wing. After a couple more passes, Keaton has it. She was looking down low, then couldn't get it. The Elks kick it back out, and now with it is Davis. Davis goes over on the right wing to Sarver. Sarver throws it over to Gillum. There's a bounce pass inside that Khalees McNeil rips away for the Yellow Jackets. Hudgens races down the court, goes inside right side, then stops. Throws a bounce pass over to Schroyer just inside the left wing. She pulls up for a three. It is no good. There for the rebound for Centerville is Gillum. And the Elks now going to work on their side. Davis with it, dribbling at the top of the key. She throws it to Gillum on the left wing. Gillum being guarded by Vordemark. Vordemark going for a steal. She doesn't get it, but she causes a travel there.
She's a junior, Gillum, and just wasn't very strong with the ball that time.
Centerville going with a shorter lineup at the moment. Emily Grimm is on the bench for the Elks. Kiara Hudgens gets it across half court for Sydney, and there is a whistle. Is that a 5-second call, Chuck?
They caught a foul on McNeil, and they could have had one earlier because she keeps moving on the screen. She's got to stay set.
That is Sydney's first foul of the game. Again, Centerville just has one. Not much fouling here so far. Davis gets it across half court for Centerville. Elks up by three, 6-12 and counting left in the second quarter. Vordemark rips it away on a pass to Gillum. Vordemark races down, has the ball knocked out of her hands from behind by Gillum. Credit Gillum there for racing down and being able to knock that ball away, preventing Vordemark from getting a layup try. And again, that is Sydney's bread and butter, fast breaks. Yellow Jackets not having much luck here today with those. Kendall Dickman back in. She throws it inbounds to Hudgens on the left side. Hudgens goes up, pulls up for a jumper. It is no good. There is Boki with the rebound. And Centerville goes to work on its end. Boki with it right wing. She dribbles inside, pulls up for a shot. Off the rim, no good. She gets her own rebound. Her putback try is no good. Vordemark grabs the rebound. She is racing down right side, goes inside, gets up a shot. No good, but she was fouled, and that is definitely what she was hoping for there. That was going to be a hard shot to make, but she was hoping for the physical contact, and she got it.
Yeah, good take to the basket that time. They need Larkin to get herself involved. You can't take yourself out of the game just because they're playing some kind of weird defense on you.
First free throw by Vordemark is nothing but net. Her second one is coming up. Clock has stopped with 5 minutes and 38 seconds left. She makes this one. Sydney will be within one of the Elks. Vordemark's second free throw is through. Nothing but net. It is a one-point game. Centerville ahead of Sydney, 9-8.
Larkin shoots free throws at 70%. The only one better on the team is Scully at 78%.
Palomino back in off the bench for Centerville. A 5'5" senior guard. She has it. There is a whistle. They have a foul against Sydney. That was on Vordemark. Both teams now at two fouls. Centerville will take it in from under its own basket. Bella Keaton there to throw the inbounds pass. 5:19 left in the second. Again, the Elks ahead by one. Inbounds pass to Emily Grimm, who's back in off the bench. It is ripped away by Schroyer. She throws it to Hudgens. Yellow Jackets getting it up the court, but Centerville back quickly to make sure that they don't get a fast break look. Sydney's setting things up here. Fifth-year coach Jamal Foster yelling out instructions. Hudgens with it. She dribbles around right side. Turns, goes inside. Gets a shot off the glass. No good. There is the rebound by Carolyn McDowell. The Elks race up the court. They get it to Keaton. She shoots. Doesn't get it to fall, but she was fouled by Hudgens. And Keaton will go to the free throw line. Clock is stopped with 4 minutes and 43 seconds left in the second quarter.
And yes, the score is 9-8.
First free throw by Keaton is good. And the Elks get into double digits with 4:43 left. Keaton's second free throw is through, nothing but net. Centerville's lead back to 3 at 11-8. Hudgens gets it across half court for Sydney. She throws it over to Scully. Scully dribbling around the arc, goes right side, then goes back to Hudgens. Hudgens goes to Schroyer, left wing 3, off the rim, no good. Centerville staying off of Schroyer, and Schroyer has gotten at least 2 shots off, haven't been close.
Jada's going to have to make one before they have to defend her.
Sydney intercepts the pass here. The Yellow Jackets race up the court. Scully with it. She throws to Dickman. Dickman goes to Hudgens. Left wing 3. Nothing but net. That ties it for the first time tonight. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Sydney and Centerville tied 11-11. That was a great shot by Hudgens. Her first 3 she shot tonight was really off. That one right on the money. With it for the Elks is Keaton. She drives inside, goes up for a shot. It is no good, but she was fouled as she shot. I think that was Schroyer who picked up the foul. No, that was on Hudgens. So Hudgens picks up her second foul. That is Sydney's 4th of this quarter. Sydney did not foul at all in the first quarter. First free throw by Keaton. Rolls in. Coming in off the bench for the Elks is Avery Sarber. She is going to replace Hallie Boeke. I was told by Centerville's coach, I recognized Boeke as being a Sydney name, and he told me that Boeke's father is from Sydney.
There you go.
Second free throw is through, nothing but net. The Elks on top again over Sydney, 13-11, 3:27 and counting left in the second quarter. Schroyer pulls up for a shot. That one closer, but still off the rim. No good. Centerville gets the rebound. Palomino gets it across half court for the Elks. Tries to do a spin move there, being guarded by Vortimark. She now dribbles over and is on the left wing. Throws a short pass over to Chiarello. Chiarello goes inside and throws a pass to Grimm, who goes up for a shot. It's no good, but she will go to the free throw line after being fouled by Kendall Dickman. Sydney now at 5 fouls in this quarter. So the Elks could be going to the free throw line a bit more before halftime. Second free throw through. Excuse me, first free throw is through. There's the second one from Grimm. That one also is good. After Sydney tied it, 4 straight free throws by Centerville has put the Elks up 15-11. Sydney gets it across half court. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the second quarter. Hudgens with it. She's dribbling at the top of the key, then backs out. She throws a pass to Schroyer. They exchange again, and there is a foul. Hudgens was with it after getting that pass from Schroyer, and she got hit on her nose, it looks like.
Yes, Sarver stuck a hand across and whacked her in the face.
That was Centerville's 3rd foul of this quarter. Sydney gets it into Hudgens, who gets a nice jumper to fall from along the left baseline. That cuts the gap to 15-13 with 2:25 left. Grimm with it inside, and she is fouled, I think, by Dickman. Vordermark was also there. It was Vordermark who fouled her.
And that's two on Larkin.
She has two as well as Hudgens. And again, Sydney has already reached five fouls in this quarter. So Grimm at the line here. First one rattles off. Second one coming up. On the season, Grimm is shooting 69% from the free throw line. She gets that second one through, and Centerville leads 16-13. 2:13 and counting left in the second quarter. The Yellow Jackets go back to work on their end. Vordermark goes inside, double teamed, has the ball ripped away, and a whistle comes. A foul on, they call it on McDowell. Wasn't sure if they were going to call it on her or Palomino. That is the fourth foul. So Sydney could be going to the free throw line here a little in the last 2 minutes. They will be as soon as Centerville gets a fifth. Vordermark gets the inbounds pass. She throws it to Hudgens. Now Scully gets a pass from Hudgens, left wing. She throws to Vordermark. Vordermark goes inside from the left wing, goes up for a shot. It's no good. Ball is ripped away by the Elks. With it and going the length of the floor and getting a layup to fall is Avery Sarver.
Boy, that was strong. She had good defense on her all the way to the rim.
Centerville takes an 18-13 lead, and Sydney coach Jamal Foster takes a 30-second timeout. 1:36 left in the second quarter. Centerville leads Sydney 18-13. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. Centerville leads Sydney 18-13, 1:30 left in this second quarter. After that Sydney timeout, going up for a three and knocking it down from the left corner. Off the bench is Lauren Conley. She plays sparingly for the Yellow Jackets. Foster, I think, saw something there when they were leaving Schroyer open. He puts in Conley, who he knew can make him when left open, and that makes it a two-point game. Centerville goes up for a shot. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Are they going to call a jump ball, or do they call a foul there?
I think it's a jump ball.
There is an injured Centerville player, the young lady who took a hard fall going for that rebound. We'll step away for a commercial break while the trainers attend to her. Centerville leads Sydney 18-16, 108 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It was Emily Grimm who fell hard to the floor there. She is able to get up on her own and is walking to Centerville's bench. We were talking a bit before about that three that Lauren Conley hit. She played JV as a senior this year. She does not play much varsity, but Coach Foster, like I was saying, Chuck, I think saw something with those shots that were getting left open there by Schroyer, and Conley comes in off the bench and knocks down a Buttes to make this a two-point game.
That's a great coaching move right there.
Nearly a five-second violation on the inbounds pass. Centerville gets it in at the nick of time. A quick shot is no good. Cindy grabs the rebound, races back down. Here's Hudgens for a three from the left wing. Nothing but net. Sydney takes a 19-18 lead, its first lead of the game, with about 55 seconds left in the second quarter. Centerville gets it down and answers. Clock has stopped with 45 seconds left. There was a shot made by Bokey,
yep.
That cuts the gap to 22-19. She's at the free throw line now for her three-point play. It's off the front of the rim, no good, so Sydney stays in control. Hudgens racing back down here for Sydney. She wanted to go in, then backs out. Sydney sets up here. Hudgens goes all the way back to half court now as the Yellow Jackets will get set up with 27 seconds left. Coach Foster calls for one shot. Conley has it now after handing off with Hudgens. They exchange again. Conley with it, top of the key, pulls up for a three. It is an air ball, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Centerville ball. 15 seconds left. I'm not sure what happened there, Chuck.
Well, yeah, I don't mind her taking the shot, but not with 15 seconds to go in the half. You move it, you take that shot with 4 seconds to go in the half.
Sydney in a full court press as Centerville works it in here. Palomino gets it, and with 9 seconds left, she gets it across half court, dribbles left side, looks, throws it over to Bokey, who puts up a shot. It's off the rim. Sydney gets the rebound, and time expires here in the first half. Somehow, Sydney is on top of Centerville, 20-19, as we head into, excuse me, Centerville just got the lead back, yeah. And the Elks are ahead, 20-19, as we start halftime. We'll have a complete first half recap here in a little while. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. Centerville is ahead 20-19 at halftime over Sidney. To clarify there, because I got confused by a scoreboard that didn't update initially. That basket by Boki gave the Elks a 20-19 lead there late. I still thought Sidney was ahead 19-18 when they didn't update it when I looked. So that is where we stand at halftime, 20-19 in favor of the Elks. With a complete first half recap, here's Chuck McBee.
Well, Centerville has a 13-9 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. They turned it 7 times. Sidney turned it 6. Free throws, both teams shooting them well. Sidney went 6 times, made 5. Centerville 8 for 11. They're led by Keaton with 10 in the first half. Then it drops down to Grimm with 4. And then Chiarello and Sarver and Boki all have 2. They scored 9 and 11, 20 for the first half. Sidney led by Hudgens with 11, and then he got 3 from Scully and 3 from Conley, 2 from Vordemark from the free throw line. They scored 4 and 15, and they trail it 20-19 at the half.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sidney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brottingham, as well as Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence, I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. This is
perhaps
Scores Broadcast.
A well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bakken's, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bakken's.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sidney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sidney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sidney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Wisebridge play of the first half today was that three by Lauren Conley, a big one that the Yellow Jackets needed. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Centerville ahead 20-19 over Sydney as we get the second half underway of this Division I sectional final. Again, a second round postseason game. Sydney throws the ball away on its first possession. The Elks get it down. Grimm pulls up for a shot. It's no good. And Hudgens grabs the rebound. A different look from when these teams played in a regular season game back on January the 11th. That is a game that Sydney won 44-38. Kiara Hudgens scored 11 points in that game. She already has 11 here at halftime. She's helped Sydney stay in it so far. And the Yellow Jackets working it out here on their second possession of this second half.
Do you remember what defense Centerville, they didn't obviously play a triangle and two against them the first time.
I think they did a 2-3 zone, if okay. I remember right, in that game. But I could be wrong. I do see a lot of them, and they do mesh together at times.
I shouldn't ask you questions, and I didn't. My fault.
Sydney has seen a lot of 2-3 zones this year, that is for sure. And they've seen some boxing ones, too. Centerville steps in front of a Sydney pass there, but then the Elks promptly throw it away. And now Sydney looks to take it in. The officials are talking it over here. Chuck, what did you see on that?
I just thought it was off of Centerville, but referee Cooley just stepped in, saw something different, and overturned the call. It's going to be Centerville ball.
So the Elks will take it in here. They are up 20-19 over Sydney, 6:42 and counting, as Centerville throws it in. Getting it across half court is Paulimo. She throws a pass over to Keaton, who drives inside, goes up for a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled. Was that McNeil on the foul there, Chuck?
I think so.
They call it on Kiara Hudgens, so that is her third. Sydney doesn't like that.
No, they don't like that, I promise.
Of course, they're in a bit of foul trouble here already. Vordermark, Dickman, and McNeil also already have two fouls. So Sydney will have to watch that as this contest goes on. Just the first foul here in this third quarter. Centerville will take it in from under its own basket after that call. Getting the inbounds pass is Chiarello. She's on the right wing. Throws it back out to McDowell at the top of the key, who goes inside. She gets a shot off. I thought she was fouled as she shot. She did, too. They call a travel before the foul and the shot. So
you know what?
Is that a makeup call, Chuck?
I think, A, it was, and B, you make that call, you make it fast. If you stand there for a second like you're thinking it over, you're going to take some crap.
So Sydney gets it, and Hudgens takes it across to half court. She's on the right wing, dribbles inside, pulls up for a jumper just inside the free throw line. It's no good. McNeil saves it, throws it back in, but getting it there is Palimo. She throws it down the court to Keaton. Keaton races inside, fires a pass. She was looking for Chiarello. It's knocked out of bounds by Sydney.
It was a good look by Palomino. She just did a great defense that time by Vordermark to get a hand on that pass.
Bounce pass inside to Grimm. She throws it back out to Keaton, who goes up for a three. No good. Vordermark grabs the rebound for Sydney. And Larkin Vordermark, a junior guard, gets it across half court, goes inside, then throws a pass over to McNeil. She knocked a Centerville player over. Was that legitimate, Chuck?
It was a charge.
I thought it looked like it. No whistle, though. Vordermark with it again. And the Yellow Jackets throw it around. Hudgens now has it left wing. She throws it over to Dickman. Dickman pulls up free throw line. Shot off the glass. No good. McNeil rebound back to Hudgens. Free throw line. She knocks the jumper down. And that gives Sydney a 21-20 lead with 5:17 left in this third quarter. Elks working it on their end now. Looking to get back in control. Down by one. They have trailed only for a very small portion of this game, once in the final minute of the second quarter, and now for about the last 20 seconds. Grimm takes it, pulls up a shot along the baseline. It's no good. Dickman grabs the rebound, hands it to Hudgens, and Hudgens gets it across half court for the Yellow Jackets. Hudgens back out and dribbling, yelling out instructions with 4:38 left. She hands it off to Vordermark. Vordermark goes over to McNeil. McNeil has it, goes over to Scully. Scully way outside. Throws it to Dickman. Dickman goes over to Hudgens. 4:20 and counting as the Yellow Jackets continue to work it around here. Now Scully has it back out on the left side. She throws a short pass over to McNeil. McNeil goes back to Hudgens, and Hudgens backs out. Hudgens with it again at the free throw line, goes inside, then backs out on the left side. Hudgens goes in, pulls up for a jumper, and knocks it down from the right side. Hudgens is on fire. She has 13 points, and Sydney is on top, 23-20. Or is that 15?
That's
15 now.
Yep.
Centerville working it here. There is a three by McDowell. Nothing but net from the left wing to tie it.
Boy, I watched her warm up, and she didn't miss a shot. That's her first shot she's taken in the game.
She again scored 19 in the regular season matchup. She was big in keeping the Elks in it. Of course, Centerville did struggle shooting that night. They were 20% from the field. McDowell really started shooting a lot as that game wore on as well. Ball knocked out of bounds by Centerville. Sydney will take it in from in front of its own bench. Clock has stopped with 3 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Couple of substitutions. And now Vordermark throwing it in. She gets it to Scully. Scully dribbling in front of Sydney's bench. Goes back out top of the key. Pulls up for a 3 off the rim. No good. Grimm comes down with the rebound for the Elks. Centerville works it back down the court. Chiarello goes inside and goes coast to coast there. Gets a shot to fall off the glass. And Centerville on top again. This time 25-23. Last 5 points have been scored by the Elks. And Grimm rips it away from McNeil there on the inside. Centerville races down, gets it over to Boakye. Boakye dribbles in from the left side, goes up for a shot. It's no good. Scully grabs the rebound, throws it up court to Vordermark. Vordermark goes up for a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Credit Chiarello for coming down and defending her there, because that would have been an easy layup otherwise for the Elks. Centerville grabs the rebound, and the Elks go to work. With it now inside is Boakye. She loses control of it out of bounds, and Sydney will get the ball. 2:13 left in the third quarter. Centerville on top of Sydney, 25-23.
Okay, now Scully's out of the game. Let's see how the defense adjusts.
Hudgens gets it across half court. She throws a bounce pass over to Vordermark. Vordermark from the top of the key goes back to Jada Schroyer, who's in for the first time in a while for Sydney. Now with it for the Yellow Jackets is Hudgens. Hudgens dribbles around the arc to the right side, pulls back out, then goes back in, dribbles, pulls up for a jumper. It is partially blocked by Grimm, but Grimm fouled Hudgens there. Or did they, I stand corrected, that was Boakye who was guarding her there, not Grimm. So Boakye, Hallie Boakye, a sophomore forward, picks up the foul. Hudgens at the line with 1:42 left in the third quarter. Her first free throw off the front of the rim. Second one coming up. Hudgens is the lone multiple-year varsity senior for the Yellow Jackets. Averages just under 12 per game. Her second free throw rattles in there. She is shooting 67% from the year at the line. She splits that pair, and Sydney trails Centerville 25-24, 1:34 left. McNeil nearly knocked the ball away from McDowell there, but McDowell able to come back up with it on the left wing. Now dribbling for the Elks is Chiarello. She throws a pass over on the right wing to Sarver. Her three's no good. Coming away with the rebound is Amelia Davis. Davis throws it back out, but ripping it away is McNeil. She throws it up the court to Hudgens. Vordermark dribbles inside with it, goes up for a shot. It's no good. And Vordermark will go to the free throw line. So that was Vordermark who got the initial pass there from McNeil. I misspoke in calling her Hudgens. And Vordermark at the line for two. If she makes both, Sydney could have a lead again. First free throw is good. Great shot there. Nothing but net to tie it up. Second one coming up. Vordermark averaging 14 points this year. As Chuck noted earlier in the first half, she's shooting 70% from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Is she a perfect 4-for-4 from the line tonight?
4-for-4, yep.
And Sydney on top again, 26-25. Elks working it around the arc. Left wing, Davis pulls up for a long shot. No good. It wasn't a three. I think she was just inside. Hudgens grabs the rebound and falls down. And they say that the cause of her falling down was Boakye fouling her. That is the fourth foul here for Centerville in this quarter. The Yellow Jackets could be going to the free throw line here if Centerville fouls again. Hudgens gets it across half court with 41 seconds left. She's dribbling back out near Centerville's bench and is near Coach Jamal Foster, who is yelling out instructions. Hudgens being guarded by McDowell here. Sydney trying to drain the clock. It's down to 23 seconds left. McNeil, Vordermark, Scully, and Schroyer in for Sydney right now. We're at 15 seconds as Hudgens dribbles. She steps up here, now at the top of the key with 10 left. Dribbles around left side, throws a pass. It is knocked away, but then it's knocked loose by Schroyer. Schroyer races to get it near the scorer's table. Can't come up with it before going out of bounds. So Centerville will get it. 4.1 seconds left. Bella Keaton comes in here during this quick stoppage of play. Jarrell looking to throw it in from in front of the scorer's table. She gets it to Sarver, and it's knocked away by Scully. She throws it to Vordermark. Vordermark cannot get a shot to go before the buzzer expires. It was a close one. That would have been interesting had she made it. Sydney still has a lead, 26-25, as we head into the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Troy's Trojan Activity Center. Sydney leads Centerville 26-25 in what has been a back-and-forth game. We'll see if we have an exciting finish in store here. It's definitely been another interesting one between these two squads, hasn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little slow, but I'll tell you, it's intense.
Centerville gets it in after McNeil initially knocked out the first try. Grimm goes inside, can't get a shot to fall. She again has been struggling to score today. I mentioned in our pregame coverage she made only one field goal in the regular season matchup. McNeil goes inside, gets a shot up. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot, so she will go to the free throw line. Sydney calls McNeil their Wonder Woman. She gave birth just weeks before the start of practice, but has managed to get back into playing shape, and she has been a big presence in the post again this year for Sydney, averaging 5 points and 8 rebounds per game. Her first free throw is no good. Here comes her second attempt.
41%.
That is an area she definitely struggles. Coach Foster likes her, calls her her scrapper. She is one that is willing to get on the floor and try to go for loose balls. And she guards all over the court, too. Despite being a post on offense, she'll guard outside or she'll guard inside, depending on what they need. Her second free throw, nothing but net. She got time to think about that one as they were making a Centerville player tie her shoe. Don't know if the pause there helped, but Sydney will take it. Ahead 27-25. They were ahead by 3 on that 1-3. So that was their largest lead of the game last quarter. But the Yellow Jackets ahead again, and there is a travel back on Centerville's end. That was Bokey trying to go in from the right wing. See some Springfield players over in the corner here at Troy's Trojan Activity Center. The Wildcats under Coach Terry Tolliver, who's in his first year, have had a decent season after struggling for a long time. They are over 500, I think, for the first time since 2008.
Wow.
And they're going to take on Bellbrook in the second game. The winner of that one will play the winner of Sydney and Centerville in a district semi on Saturday. Wild possession there by Sydney, who nearly lost it a couple of times. Hudgens went inside with it, lost her balance, and went to the ground as she shot. It goes out of bounds. She wanted a foul, but there was no foul. And Centerville gets it with 6:52 left in the fourth quarter. The Elks trailing 27-25. Palomino with it. She dribbles inside, throws a bounce pass to Grimm. Beautiful play there to tie it up. That ties it 27-27.
7 points for Centerville in the second half so far.
Sydney looking for a response after that shot by Grimm. Ties it. Hudgens with it on the right wing. Throws it over to Dickman. Dickman way outside, way back from the top of the key. Scully with it, and she gives a short pass to Hudgens, who walks over. Hudgens back at the volleyball line now. Walks a little right side, throws a pass to Vordemark. She went inside, did Hudgens. Vordemark with it, and starts a dribble, then hands it off to Scully. Scully comes around, gets it, races inside, and gets a shot to fall. That is Scully's first basket of the game, correct, Chuck?
She had a three early.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. But Sydney takes a 29-27 lead. That was a good drive inside there after coming around to get that pass. But Centerville works it. They get a nice shot to Grimm, who was unguarded, and she gets it to fall off the glass. So we're back tied 29-29 with 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. Vordemark with it at the top of the key. Hands it off again to Scully. Scully not going to be able to drive inside this time. She throws a pass over to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbles right side, loses it, is able to save it before it goes out of bounds, but she is called for a double dribble.
Well, they called her out of bounds.
Oh, they did. Okay.
But she did double dribble.
That's what I saw, and that's what I thought they called. I thought she had stayed in bounds. Cindy coach Jamal Foster is going to take a timeout here. Tie game between the Yellow Jackets and Elks, 29-29, 5:07 left in the fourth quarter. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
5:07 left in the fourth quarter as we come back here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee. Tie game 29-29 between Centerville and Sydney and what has been a defensive matchup. The Elks get it out of that timeout. Dribbling way back outside. It's Palomino. She dribbles and throws it over to McDowell, who goes up for a three that rolls in from the left wing.
That went around the rim about four times.
But it drops in, and as a result, the Elks have their first lead in a while, 32-29, 4:30 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Vordemark with it at the free throw line, goes inside while being double teamed, goes up for a shot, no good. Khalees McNeil grabs the rebound for Sydney, and she was fouled on the rebound. That is Centerville's second foul of this fourth quarter. It goes against Grimm. That is Grimm's second foul. Sydney has yet to foul in this quarter, which is good for the Yellow Jackets as they were dealing with a threatening situation. But right now, everybody good, especially with 4 minutes left. Hudgens with three. Several others, including Scully and Vordemark, with two. 4:11 as Sydney working it after that foul. Scully with it. She goes way back outside here. Dribbles around left side. Throws it over across the court to Hudgens. Hudgens dribbling with it. Right wing. Throws a short pass back to Scully. Scully goes to Hudgens. Hudgens goes to Vordemark. Vordemark way back out on the left side. Goes inside. Throws it over to McNeil. McNeil pulls up for a jumper off the back of the rim. No good. There for the rebound for the Elks is McDowell. And getting it across the court for Centerville is Palomino. 3:36 and counting. Centerville ahead by three. Palomino dribbles right side. Went inside and throwed it back out. Was looking for Keaton. Keaton can't come up with the pass. I don't think Keaton was expecting it. I think everybody in the gym was expecting Palomino to go up for a layup there.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't shoot the ball.
So Sydney will try to capitalize on that turnover. Again, Centerville ahead 32-29, 3:14 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Scully dribbling here. Left corner, throws it on the wing to Hudgens after Scully had initially tried going inside. McNeil on the right wing goes back to Hudgens. Hudgens throws a pass over to Dickman. Dickman goes to Vordermark. Vordermark pulls up from a three, off the glass, off the rim, no good. Centerville grabs the rebound. Palomino gets it across half court, 2:46 and counting. Time quickly winding down here. Grimm goes inside, gets a shot to fall, and was fouled as she shot, I believe, by McNeil. Oh, they call that on Kendall Dickman. So Dickman picks up her third foul, and Grimm at the free throw line for a potential three-point play here.
Grimm's having a good fourth quarter.
And she had struggled to score before then. And she's now at 11, Chuck?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And Sydney now down 35-29. And there is a turnover. The Elks work it back down to Keaton. Ball knocked out by Vordermark.
Boy, a good hustle by Larkin Vordermark that time, or it was going to be 37-29.
And with a game like this, an 8-point lead's probably nearly insurmountable this late in the contest. Centerville gets it in, and the Elks are going to try to work to get it up to that point or more. Keaton with it on the right wing. She pulls back out, throws a pass over to Palomino, and she pulls back out to near half court with 2:13 left. She steps up here to the top of the key, being guarded by Vordermark. Goes inside, pulls up for a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled as she shot.
Yeah, that time she looked to shoot instead of trying to throw it out, and she gets to go to the free throw line.
Clock has stopped with 2:05 left in the fourth quarter. Palomino's first free throw is on the way, and nothing but net.
Starting to slide now for the Yellow Jackets. Boy, this is a clutch possession they got coming up here.
Palomino on the season for Centerville is shooting 65% from the free throw line. Her second shot is on the way, and it is beautiful. Nothing but net. Centerville ahead by 8, 37-29. Sydney led 23-20 midway through the third quarter. The Elks are in control here. They're having a great fourth quarter. Scully goes inside and gets a shot to fall and is fouled as she shot. That is huge for Sydney's prospects of staying in this. Of course, the Yellow Jackets will need the free throw here, too. We are under 2 minutes, 1:50 left in the fourth quarter. Palomino was charged with the foul on that. Scully gets it, and that cuts it to 37-32. So Sydney's still in it here, but Centerville in control. Sydney in a full court press here. The Elks get it back across half court. Vordermark comes over and blocks a three by McDowell and knocks it out of bounds.
Looked like T-ball.
Yes. And Centerville going to work it in. They get it in to the left wing to Palomino. She throws it over in the left corner to Keaton. Keaton dribbling back outside, goes inside, and we have a whistle. What was that, Chuck? I missed what happened there.
I don't have any idea. Maybe a five-second call, but they didn't call a foul.
That must have been what happened there. I didn't see anything near the ball. So with that, Sydney will take it, and they're rolling the ball in here with 1:29 left. Hudgens with it. Picks it up across half court. She's dribbling out the top of the key. Throws it over to Schroyer. Schroyer left corner goes to Hudgens. Hudgens left wing three off the rim. No good. McNeil rebound out to Scully. Scully right wing goes back out top of the key. Goes back to McNeil. McNeil hands it off to Scully. Scully goes inside. Pulls up for a shot. No good. Ball is loose. McNeil and a Centerville player are fighting for it. We have a jump ball called with 1:05 left. Possession arrow favors Sydney. Well, time is quickly winding down here. We have a discussion by the officials right now. We'll see if they reverse the call. But again, we were tied 29-29 a little while ago, and we've got a timeout called by Sydney coach Jamal Foster. We'll step away here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Welcome back to Troy's Trojan Activity Center. Centerville leads Sydney 37-32, so they call a jump ball possession favoring Sydney there, and then a timeout called by the Yellow Jackets. Sydney takes it in, trailing by five with a minute left. Scully has it, being guarded well on the right wing. She dribbles inside, tries throwing a pass to McNeil. It's knocked out of bounds. Blast off McNeil, and it is Centerville ball. 55 seconds left. The Elks get it. They are ahead by five. And Sydney won the regular season matchup between these two by six. Palomino with it, back under Sydney's basket. She throws to Keaton. Sydney in a full court press here. There is a pass over to Grimm, and she goes back to Palomino. The Elks get it across half court. Palomino dribbles it, throws it back out to Keaton. Keaton with it and is fouled by Scully. That is just the third foul of the quarter for Sydney. So with 39 seconds left, still needing two more fouls just to get the Elks to the free throw line. Centerville sitting pretty right now.
Well, I tell you what, I like Keaton. She's only a sophomore. She's done a nice job of handling the basketball for him.
She has, and she gets the pass inbounds there to Boki. Boki is fouled, and that is the fourth. That got it down to 37 seconds left. McDowell going to throw it in here. She is looking and is called for a five-second violation with 37 seconds left.
You got five timeouts. You're Centerville. You got five timeouts, and as a coaching staff, you get a turnover because nobody on the bench is smart enough to call a timeout.
Lauren Conley comes into the game here with 37 seconds left. Sydney throws it in. Hudgens picks it up. Again, Yellow Jackets trailing. 37-32, 33 seconds left. Hudgens dribbles inside, goes up for a shot. It's off the rim. No good. Coach Foster wanted a foul. He didn't get it. Grimm grabs the rebound, and Sydney is forced to foul there. And that should almost do it, especially if Grimm is able to hit these. 26 seconds left. Elks ahead. Grimm at the free throw line. That was also the fifth foul for Sydney there, which they'd been trying to get to previously.
Yeah.
Grimm makes her first. Second one is coming up. Grimm's second free throw is also beautiful. Nothing but net. Again, she's shooting 69% from the floor, or from the free throw line on the year.
She has a 9-point fourth quarter going for the Elks.
And she is at 13 right now overall on the night. Hudgens gets it across half court. Centerville, after those two free throws, is ahead 39-32. Scully dribbling it around here. 15 seconds left. Vordemark at the free throw line goes up for a shot, and they call it for a travel before that shot. So that will put the nail in the coffin there. Centerville ahead by 7 with 14 seconds left. Sydney will finish the year 17-6 overall. Centerville will improve to 15-9 and will advance to a district semifinal on Saturday. The Elks will be playing the winner of Springfield and Bellbrook, and that is the second game coming up here tonight at the Trojan Activity Center. Sydney does foul with 7.9 seconds left, and they foul Grimm. Grimm gets her first free throw, nothing but net. And with the second one, she will push the margin to 9. Stands at 8 right now. And you would never know what a close game it was by looking at that final score. Was tied 29-29. Midway through the fourth quarter, Scully made a basket to give Sydney a 29-27 lead before that. Grimm does make the free throw. So Centerville absolutely dominates the last 4 or so minutes here today. Scully goes up and gets a shot to fall off the glass as time expires. And that basket by Scully knocks down the final here between Centerville and Sydney to 41-34. The Elks win to advance to a district semifinal. Sydney again finishes 17-6 overall. We're going to pause for a break and we'll come back, name our Clancy's stars of the game, and wrap things up. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Gridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Centerville beats Sydney 41-34 in a Division I sectional final. Again, a second round tournament game. The Elks advance. They will face the winner of Bellbrook and Springfield, who are warming up for the second game here tonight. Those two winners will face off on Saturday in a district semifinal. Sydney, which won its third overall Miami Valley League title, finishes the year at 17-6 overall. Chuck, again, as we talked about in pregame, and we heard from Coach Jamal Foster in that interview I had done with him, the Yellow Jackets have faced a lot of junk defenses this year. It gave them problems, and it did again tonight. They were able to get a lead late in the fourth quarter, but they just could not hit shots against it in the last 4 minutes.
Well, I mean, the triangle turned out to be a really good defense for them. They did a good job. Scully ended up with 10. Vordemark didn't make a basket. She was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And Kiara Hutchins, she's the one that stepped up for him. She had 16. But somebody else has to score because they're wide open on the wing, and they just couldn't find anybody that could consistently make baskets, and that was the problem. Centerville out-rebounded them 25-17, 4-3 on the offensive boards. The Elks turned it 15 times. The Yellow Jackets 12. Centerville 15 of 18 from the free throw line. That's pretty impressive. And Sydney 10 of 13. Individual scoring for Centerville, they were led by Emily Grimm with 15, and Bella Keaton, a sophomore, ended up with 10. I'm going to go with Grimm as my Clancy's player of the game for the Elks. On the other side, Kiara Hutchins had 16, Jordan Scully had 10, and then we drop all the way down to 4 for Vordemark. And I'm going to go with Kiara Hutchins as my player of the game for Sydney.
Kiara Hutchins, the Clancy star of the game for the Yellow Jackets, and Emily Grimm, the Clancy star of the game for the Elks. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to the Trojan Activity Center. Sydney again finishes the year 17-6 overall after losing to Centerville 41-34 in a sectional final here tonight. Great performance by the Elks. Like you said, Chuck, great defensive performance. That was a good scouting job by that coaching staff and a good idea to come up with that triangle and two.
Well, there was no way they were going to play man-to-man on those three girls. They couldn't do it, so they did the next best thing. They played man-to-man on two, and every time they turned the corner, there's help. Now, Hutchins did a really nice job getting the ball into the middle because that's what's open against in the triangle, but she just didn't get enough, enough attempts. And, that is, they've lost to Centerville a couple of times in the tournament. This is one they should not have lost.
Yes, well, and you definitely want that one last year back. Again, that was a case where Centerville got an early lead. Sydney got back in that one late and lost in overtime. But that's why they have, in schools their size, wanted this expansion. Yeah. They're going to get what they wanted now as Sydney stands to be Division III. It's just been tough for the smaller D1s to compete year in and year out. I know in boys, of all the schools that are currently in the Miami Valley League, none of those teams have made it to a district final since Troy did in 2012. So that's going on 12 years now. And it was a decent gap before then of those group of current MVL schools, probably going back maybe to the Troy Matt Terwilliger days that any of those teams had made it to district finals.
Yeah, so. I remember back in the day, I mean, Pickwin, Sydney had outstanding basketball teams, and they just battled each other. Neither one of them ever got to the to the district. No, they got to the district. None of them got to the regional.
Yes, right, yep. So that finishes it up here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Chuck, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to work with you. We'll be back here at Troy for some Division IV district finals here a week from Saturday. But you guys are right back at it tomorrow. You and Jack, you will have the call of Anna and Valley View. It should be a good Division III boys sectional final. That down at Northmont. Airtime for that one, 5:20. Thanks again for listening, and be sure to tune in tomorrow for Anna and Valley View.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.